Australia's largest export facility lost tens of millions of dollars in revenue yesterday after hundreds of workers walked off the job. It comes as BHP reported record iron ore production levels and follows months of negotiations between the mining giant and unions. The chief executive of the Chamber of Minerals and Energy of WA, Aaron Morey, told me yesterday that in his view, workers are well remunerated.
Those workers are the highest paid in the country. And what we've seen over time is that those workers have progressively earned more. Their pay has gone up.
That's Aaron Morey from the Chamber of Minerals and Energy. Well, Steve McCartney is the WA Secretary of the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union and joins me now. Steve, welcome to breakfast this morning.
Good morning.
From the workers' perspective, what's this dispute all about?
Well, this dispute's all about having a say in their own pay. The people that walked out yesterday, and there was quite a number of people on both shifts walked out, and you know I can understand why BHP are a little bit upset because they had bosses out there with hoses trying to wash down chutes and everything else. It was good to see they might get a bit of an insight about how hard their people work. And I know the CME is very keen to try and talk up the wages, but the wages are nowhere near as good as people that work in gas and oil. And the main thing these workers want to talk about is about having a say in their own pay rises and having some clarity about how those pay rises are put together, including their bonuses.
Exactly how much of a pay rise would end negotiations, or is it more about, from what you're saying, the way in which pay rises are put together and the workers' role in that?
Well, you see, their pay rises usually depend on their relationship with their supervisors, and their supervisors dish those things out at the when at the times are a trade, and they're all on different pay rates. So you could have two people standing together with the same skill set doing the same job, but because the supervisor might like him more than the next person, he gets a little bit less and the other one gets a bit more. Some of the distances between the pay rises, the pay set with the same skill sets, are something like up to 25-30% different between two workers in the one place doing the same job. And what they want is some clarity on their pay rises. They want them to have a more structured system so they know next year what they're going to get paid and the year after what they're going to get paid. They want the ability to have somewhere to go if nothing's working for them. And that means the ability to go back to the commission.
How does it currently work under the non-union model then?
The non-union model is the boss has all the say. The supervisors and others work out how much money they're going to get in their pay rise. They don't, you know, up until recently, they get their pay rise. They weren't allowed to ask the person by law next door to them what pay rise they had. Until the government lifted that veil, they didn't really know all those differences. And what they're saying now, it's not right. And they're telling us, and they're joining our unions because they're saying we want to say, and these guys aren't giving us a voice. So we're helping them get their voice. And yesterday, their voice was screaming loudly.
What's the rate of unionisation at this particular site?
Well, this was a non-union site for a long, long time, as you know, when it got destroyed in the 80s. We had about 400 people odd walk off the job yesterday in key areas, which, you know, put BHP in a mind frame that might have to actually sit down and talk to us, because we have been negotiating with this crew, with the boss, for the last 7 months and they haven't moved an inch.
Just to go back to the question, what percentage of the workforce is unionised there?
I can't tell you off the top of my head, but I know there was 450-odd people yesterday took action. Some members might not have taken action. But I think it's a good percentage, especially in the key areas around maintenance and electrical.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. You're hearing from Steve McCartney. Steve is WA Secretary of the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union. Yesterday, I spoke with Aaron Morey from the Chamber of Minerals and Energy in WA. Here's what he had to say about the union movement.
This activity is very much about demonstrating the relevance of the unions, because the past 30 years have proven that they're really not required to result in better paying conditions for workers.
Do you agree with that summary?
No, I don't agree with BHP. You see, BHP is a member of that union, right? So BHP's union, the CME, that they have representation for, are doing their best to try and talk this down. The reality of it is the workers' union, which is us, we're arguing with the CME all the time. Yeah, the boss is allowed to join a union, and that's their right. And our members are allowed to join a union, and that's their right. And if they want to have the discussions, we want to have a discussion openly and honestly with the company, but the company is shutting down the doors everywhere. They want the old method to stay, and the people that are working for them now are saying that old method is antiquated. We want to get back to having an agreement that they can look at and know 1 year to the next year what they're going to get, and for the reason why they get a pay rise, not because it's a dealer's choice.
Steve McCartney, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
And I got a message to that union, the bosses' union, the CME. They need to get round the table and talk to BHP and tell them, get their union to tell them that they need to get round the table and negotiate.
Steve McCartney there, the WA Secretary of the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union.